Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
All right, it's Day Player in for Steve Cochran this morning. WGN Sports, Jared Payton is your sports anchor every weekday afternoon. He also hosts CLTV Sports Feed and has his own foundation, which is committed to positively impact the lives of children and adolescents physically, emotionally, and psychologically by creating and providing programs that present them with a wide variety of opportunities specifically designed to develop their leadership skills and enrich their lives. With some kids that are already back in school, CPS starts tomorrow. Bullying continues to be an issue across America. Between 1 in 4 and 1 in 3 U.S. students say they've been bullied at school. Fewer have been cyberbullied. And most bullying happens in middle school. The most common types are verbal and social bullying. And Jared's mission is to help maintain those safe environments for our youth. He also has an upcoming fundraiser to talk about as well. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, buddy.
Morning. How are you doing?
I am great. You you began this foundation some years ago, citing back, wanting to give back to your community, which your father set such a great example. And you're doing just that.
Yeah, you know, it was to have a mom and dad who were just so big into giving back in service. It was just a cool thing for my wife and I to, when we got married, to kind of start something of our own to kind of pass on to our future kids. This is before we had kids, and now we have two little ones, a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and to really show them what it means to be able to give back in service. So for us, it's, my dad always said that when you do a foundation, it's kind of like the rent that you pay while you're here on this earth. And so it's just been huge for us to be able to see the lives that we've impacted throughout the years that we started the Jared Payton Foundation.
Well, and picking anti-bullying is one of its big missions. I was reading that over 3.2 million students are victims of bullying each year. And there's kids every single day, like 250,000 kids, especially teens, that actually skip school every day because of bullying.
Yeah, it was a big reason why, that I started it, because it's something that I went through, when I was, a teenager. And so, a lot of it became of sports. And I just decided that, if I ever have an opportunity to have a platform, when I was getting older, I was like, I'm going to do something to be able to help these kids, really try to not just go in and give them the statistics of bullying, but also give them, some leadership skills and qualities. And so they're better leaders in their communities, in their homes, on their sports teams, and really impact their lives, but also to just inspire them to be better people. Like that's my true goal. I don't go in and go, this is, the number of kids that are being bullied each day. What I try to go in is giving them these unique stories that they'll never hear from anybody else but me, about my dad and Michael Jordan, and some of the other people that I had a chance to kind of see growing up with my dad, and then leave them with those stories, and hopefully they can take them in their walk through life.
Well, too, and it's also about teaching the kids that they should go talk to somebody about this if it happens, because, so much of this is even tied to suicide and so forth, because the kids just can't take the pressure of and the bullying that happens. And if you don't think it's happening in your school, you're not paying attention, because it does happen everywhere. I see it in my kid's school as well. And you gotta open up your mouth and say something. Even if you're another kid seeing it happening, you gotta tell a teacher and you gotta help that kid out.
And that's what we say always: when you see something, say something. And now it's a little bit different from when I was in school, because we didn't have the internet and there was no phones. And so, when I was going through what I was going through, I had the opportunity to go home, and when the day was over, that it was always finished. And like, I could kind of figure out how I was going to handle the next day. And now these kids can't get away from it because of the phones and social media, the texting and all this stuff, that it's always there in their face. And so it is. It's so important that I do tell kids all the time is that if you're feeling something, go and say something, whether it's to a teacher, whether it's to a friend, whether it's to your parents. And that's where, I had that open line of communication with my mom and my dad, and they knew everything that was going on. And then it's the same kind of relationship that I've started with my kids as well, that they can tell me anything at any time, no matter if it's good or bad. And I think that's what helped me through a lot of this process.
You have don't stand by, stand up, wake up, don't ignore the problem, step up, decide you're going to do something, speak up, get a parent, teacher, or school counselor involved. And those are great missions. And you actually have a fundraiser coming up. It's this coming Saturday, September 8th, 5th annual Bag the Bullies tournament. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable event that we have at Players Indoor Facility in Naperville. It's just a bags tournament that a family friend of ours that has a kind of a group put together for us, Tony and Nicole Tedisco, came up with this idea to help us out. And so what we did was is we went to Players Indoor Facility. They have unbelievable space. And I said, what could we do to kind of have a good time but also do it for a good cause? And they said, let's play bags. And so many people love to play bags in the back of their yard or at a party or hanging out. And we decided to have it there. And it's this coming up Saturday. And tickets are still available to come hang out. If you want to, go to jaredpayton.org. You can find out how you can get involved, or you can come hang out with me and a lot of our friends and support a really, really good cause.
Very, very cool. Andy Mazur's hanging out with me this morning as well.
JP.
What's up, Andy?
How you doing? How you doing?
Hey, man. And I
know this guy's one of the busiest guys ever.
Yeah, no, he is. He absolutely is. I follow him on Facebook. Oh, my God.
And to be this involved, yeah, is such a great thing. I mean, yeah, it just goes to show. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of your time, but just to be able to focus in on this issue. I mean, you donate some time, and you don't have much time to donate.
No, you know, it's Andy, it's unbelievable. I just got chills when you said that, because Tuesday's coming up now that school's back in service, and it's going. It's time for me to start going to schools. And so that's the day I dedicate to go to schools and travel all around. So, you know, with just moving about a little bit less than a month ago now, things are going to be are settling in a little bit. So now I can get back to doing what I truly, truly love. And that's going to those schools, and it's impacting the whole school, one kid. If I can reach one kid, then I'm doing my job.
You excited about football season getting underway this week?
Yeah, I wasn't that excited about Andy telling the Miami LSU score from last night.
And I told Dave to stay away from that.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to talk about that. It was made very clear to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm actually super excited about this Bears season. Khalil Mack coming to Chicago is going to change the dynamics of this Bears defense. And, you know, it's a cool thing. It's a cool thing to see that Ryan Pace and the Bears are going for it. I mean, you don't sign a guy to the richest defensive contract of all time if you're not trying to make a run for something, whether that's this year or next year. You can see that it's the process is moving along, and Andy, you know this, that Vic Fangio defense is pretty special, and they've done it with injuries over the last couple of years. Now with the addition of Roquan Smith, and now you got a guy like Khalil Mack, hopefully that really helps out Leonard Floyd, who was a first round draft pick a couple of years ago, and he can start to really take full advantage of the opportunities now, because he's going to have a lot of one-on-one matchups, and hopefully that really helps him out and gets him going.
Very cool. Hey, buddy, thanks for joining us this morning. The Bag the Bullies Bag Tournament is this Saturday. Again, if you want tickets just to come hang out, you can go to jaredpayton.org. Have a great Labor Day, pal.
All right, you guys too. Take care, guys.
All right, JP.
See ya. All right, it is 6:48. Time to look for a quick look at traffic. Jen?